KPCW talked this week to Trevor Johnson, who's been the town's new mayor since January. Colville's new sewer plant was designed under previous Mayor Dwayne Schmidt and has been under construction since last October. Mayor Johnson said it's due online by this time next year.
We had to bond for roughly $4 million, and that didn't quite take care of the full bill that would be, so there was some grant money involved. The total project's right around $12 million.
Now, is this just for Colville, or is it kind of a regional sewer treatment
plant? Yeah, the short answer is yes. It was designed originally for Colville with some expansion options. Now, the engineering firm that designed the place, designed the facility, is also working with the county right now on a concept design to run a trunk line down from Wanship through Hoytsville down into Colville. We are able to expand to accommodate that kind of growth, and those things are in the works just to see conceptually if that's a viable option.
They have looked at the possibility the plant could tie in to other towns in North Summit.
And there's two issues there. Number one, Colville City is responsible for treating that waste, and there is a cost involved in there. So the hookup, and to being hooked up to that system, yes, there is a monthly fee, just much like, you know, any other city, Park City or anywhere else. However, building the infrastructure outside of city limits would fall under the county's responsibility. And however they work that out with the residents in terms of the hookups and all that kind of stuff is still yet to be determined.
On another item, the annual People's Choice Awards just selected a public art sculpture to be displayed in Colville. The mayor said the artwork is financed by money from the city's general fund.
There's a certain amount of money that Colville City puts up as reward money, and artists are encouraged to come in. They'll build a sculpture, and it's generally out of metal of some sort, and they'll display it for a year, after which there is a People's Choice voting. And whoever wins the People's Choice Award, so to speak, the city commits to buying that artwork, and then they display it. In fact, the voting just wrapped up here a couple weeks ago.
The winner is titled Voyager by Zane Decott.
It's a paper airplane on a pedestal going up to the high school. Very simple, very, very nice. My favorite, that's the one I voted for, so I'm excited about that. It'll stay where it's at. I think it's in a great location, kind of. I guess if you want to call it flying down the hill there towards Main Street. After that, there's all this artwork that maybe the people that did not win, that'll get exchanged for the new artwork coming in for the new year and the new contest.
Coming up, the town is scheduling a free series of music and movie nights.
We've got a pocket park in Colville. It's just a little park. They do starting June 20th, about 7 o'clock, we have a little concert. And then at 9 o'clock, roughly 9 o'clock, depends on the light, you know, what time the sun goes down, we play a movie. And that'll be every week, once a week, from June 20th until, I believe it's July 25th.
Other summer events are being planned, too.
The barbecue festival coming up on June 14th. And it's a great event. We've got a lot of great entertainment coming in, starting at 5 o'clock, so it's an evening event. Very, very well-priced meals. You come in and get some barbecue, a couple sides and a drink. I think it costs you $7. A couple of those dollars go to the North Summit Rec District and their efforts in building a park up there in Colville. That's June 14th. Of course, July 12th, we've got our Super Cruise. That's pretty well known around the county for a car show starting around noon, and I think around 2:30, 3 o'clock generally is when the cars start rolling in. If everybody come and take a look at the cars.
Colville Mayor Trevor Johnson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.